Welcome back to the second segment of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXCO. My guests, Mel Tolner, Matt McGuire, they are local authors, business owner. As a matter of fact, we kind of alluded to the fact that there's a new book that is being launched, making bird-friendly bird houses, if I can get that out there. The new book, you've had a couple of signings so far, one in Colombia, you held one in Mexico this week. I want to find out a little bit more about how do you get a book published? Were you approached or did you approach the publishing company? And how does all this work? We'll start off with you, Mel.
Yeah, we were very fortunate in that through some leads in the industry, Fox Chapel Press were sent to us. And they're a major publisher that particularly, their main business is the do-it-the-self market. And over the years, Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, and all the major online sellers of that sort of book buy a lot of books from Fox Chapel. So we were very fortunate that they reach out to us.
Very nice. We want to talk to you about writing the book from start to finish. How long did this take? And were you guys together most of the time whenever you're writing this out, or did you do it separately and you're sending it back and forth? Talk about the process, if you will.
Matt, can you remind us, how long did it take?
Well, it was about 6 months.
At least, yeah. Yeah, we dug in real hard through the winter. I remember that. I remember the deadline was August 1st. We had to get it done. And we got most of it done by May and got it to them. But I remember starting in September through that May period were the busiest times. Yeah. And that's when Matt was taking lots of photos. Yeah. It was, you know, a team effort totally. This book would not exist without Matt McGuire because I can't build a whole lot of stuff. Those are the people that know me. And I don't know if people realize it, but I think we added it up and there's over 150 different birdhouses, bird feeders, different things that come out of the shop that he manages for us. So certainly has a great skill set there.
That is amazing to me. So how do you process this? You take your pictures first, or are you writing the instructions down? And how do you narrow it down to, do they tell you how many pages they want in this book, or is it just kind of left open?
They went over specific species they wanted covered and kind of went from there. We have a variety of stuff we run already, so we kind of went through what we had already, made sure everything met specifications for what's best for the birds as far as entrance sizes, nest box sizes, how it's mounted, predator guards, and kind of used our industry knowledge to come up with plans that worked well for all those things. So
how easy is it to build a birdhouse? I know that I am very, very, it's hard for me to follow instructions sometimes, especially whenever you put a bed together or a couch or something like that. How easy is it for a birdhouse to be built?
It's as simple or as complicated as you want it to be. There are plans in the book for a bluebird house that's, you know, six pieces, and then there's a purple martin house where it's north of 100 pieces. So it varies.
I see a bluebird or a wren house on your horizon.
Is that right? Yeah, it should be start off easy. Yeah. Ease into it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What is one of the biggest bird houses that you've ever built?
The Purple Martin House was the biggest one we've done. It's 14 different chambers for multiple birds, multiple nesting cavities, so it was by far and away.
But he didn't stop there. There's more.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's also plans for the pole system, how you winch it up and down, and then also plans in that case and in the bluebird case. You know, last thing we want somebody to do is put up a house that's going to be bad for the birds. So he also went to the trouble of putting together plans for metal baffles that you can make to put on that to keep cats, rats, snakes, raccoons from getting up there and harming the birds. And we would encourage any of the builders that build a bluebird house or build a purple martin house, please, 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 or whether you buy one, and the book is meant to be a guide for buying a book too. You don't have to build a book. A birdhouse, but please put a baffle on it, okay? And we do give them instructions in the front of the book about, how to place it for best success, and that was what was missing in the other books, too, that they ask us to focus on is tips for success, if you would.
As a thrifty dad, I have to ask, how expensive is it to build just a simple birdhouse, or even if you want to get a little more elaborate, how much is that going to cost you?
For a simple birdhouse, like I mentioned, a bluebird house, you're buying a 6-foot cedar board is our recommendation. Less than $20.
That's right down my price range.
There you go. Yeah. You'll need some good screws and what have you, but doesn't cost much money.
And one thing we made sure to do is everything in the book as far as materials are available either at a local lumber yard, local hardware store, easy to find stuff.
So if you get a little more elaborate and you want to build a large birdhouse, what kind of price range are you looking at there?
You can get up to several hundred dollars for all the materials needed for a more elaborate one. But, I mean, like I said, there's a range. There's, you know, the Screech Owl houses, probably somewhere in the middle. It'd probably be $40 to $50 worth of materials to make one of those. So
it's a pretty affordable hobby, to be quite honest with you.
It can be, absolutely. Yeah. And it keeps paying you back year after year because they are incredible bug eaters. And I've signed all my emails for years, and it's one of the reasons I did the book. They allowed us to do this. I try to witness just a bit, but there's actually medical data now that backs this up. I say nature is a stress reliever from God. Take time today to listen to the birds sing. And that is getting a lot of data around the world now. Getting outside, hearing the birds, it's really important in today's always information in front of you world.
No doubt about it. People who want to get a hold of this book, I think you can get it online, but did you say that it potentially is going to be in some stores in Columbia soon?
Well, it's in Songbird Station on Chapel Plaza Court over there behind Callaway Bank. That's a store that is a division of Goldcrest Distributing. Then across the country, it will be in a lot of Wild Bird stores. I've already bought it and are stocking it. Eventually, hope to have it in Menards. I've talked to them a couple times, or talked to our folks at Fox Chapel about that process. It doesn't happen overnight. They watch what happens on Amazon, that sort of thing. So if somebody is away from here and needs a book, please send them to Amazon and buy one. But most of all, please ask them if they like it, like I know they will, send in that good old 5-star review, and that'll help our local community or me and Matt a lot by getting it out there. And as a business that has built, you know, and our life is on small businesses, it doesn't come easy telling people to go there, because I do, first of all, encourage folks to go to those hometown mom and pop businesses. I know we're going to be showing it at the Mid-State Show, which is where people like Baumgars and that bought a lot of the tractor supply stores go to shop, and I'm sure it'll be in a lot of those this fall sometime.
Very nice. We're going to take our second break. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up. We are speaking with Mel Tolner and Matt McGuire this morning on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXEO.